Passage number 21.
Joe was one of those people who love the sound of their own voice. He never had anything interesting to say, but he talked and talked and talked. And every story he told reminded him of another one, so that he never stopped for a second to let anybody else say anything. One evening he was invited to a party by someone whom he'd met only a few days before, and who didn't know him very well yet. They had a good meal, and then they had some music and dancing. Joe danced once with a pretty girl, and then suggested that they should sit and talk. He talked and talked and talked, and was just beginning, "And that reminds me of the time," when the girl said, "The time? Oh, yes, you're quite right." She looked at her watch quickly and said, "Look how late it is. I must go."
Exercise A. Which of these sentences are true and which are false? Write T or F in the boxes. Number 1.
Joe liked talking very much.
Number 2.
People did not enjoy listening to him.
Number 3.
He stopped other people saying anything.
Number 4.
He was invited to a party by an old friend.
Number 5.
Joe wanted to talk instead of dancing.
Number 6.
A girl asked Joe to talk instead of dancing.
Number 7.
Joe was probably going to say, "And that reminds me of the time that I was..." But the girl stopped him.
Number 8.
Joe was probably going to say, "And that reminds me of the time. It's late. I must go." But the girl stopped him.
Exercise B. Now answer these questions. Number 1.
What kind of person was Joe?
Number 2.
What happened whenever he found someone to talk to?
Number 3.
What happened one evening?
Number 4.
What did Joe and the pretty girl do?
Number 5.
What did Joe do then?
Number 6.
What was he saying when the girl stopped him?
Number 7.
What did she do?
Number 8.
And what did she say?